Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Bob wrote a phenomenal article. He has covered an athletic event in all 50 states. He spoke about it. It's in the Boston Globe. It is a must read.
Yes.
And more than ever, because whenever I read a Bob Bryan column, I always hear him very loudly. And this was the same.
Yeah.
It was if Bob, and I'm sure it's a great article and you need to read it. What'd you think, Jeff?
I mean, awesome. And again, I kind of knew Bob was doing this because I knew he needed one more state for a couple of years now, and it was South Dakota. And he texted me and said, I'm going to South Dakota for a basketball game. And I put two and two together right away. I helped connect him with the head coach there at South Dakota State, Eric Henderson, who's a hell of a coach. And I just wanted him to roll out the red carpet for Bob on his final state. So he had dinner. I think he had a pretty good experience there, saw a great game. And, yeah, I mean, the column to me, I learned a lot. Like, I didn't know, Bob, that you were in Columbus, Georgia for a year living there. I turned down a job out of college with a Columbus newspaper because my wife basically said to me, like, I can't live in Columbus. I can't live in Columbus, Georgia.
Yes.
That wouldn't have gotten us to the altar. My now wife. So it just, like, I read this and I was like, wow, like, I didn't realize a lot of your background and exactly where you had been and your mom and all this stuff, how big of a sports fan she was. I knew your dad was, and I knew a lot of his background. But, you know, again, it's just to have covered a sporting event in all 50 states. Like, I look at it now and I'm like, I want to do it, but it's hard to get to Idaho. It's hard. You know, what are you getting to Montana for in Idaho in some of these places? So really, really cool. I'm sure for you, this was like a ultimate bucket list thing that you wanted to cross off, because I don't know how many people have done this.
Say, Bob, before you, and you can respond in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to say, I think it's your greatest achievement. And that says a lot, because obviously, as a contributor, or however, I know you're uncomfortable with this, but you're in the NBA, you're in the Basketball Hall of Fame as a contributor, you know, journalist, right? You've covered, I don't know how many Olympics, I don't know how many Super Bowls, I don't know how many NBA championships. You vote for the Heisman. You're a phenomenal author. But to me, this is your greatest achievement, because it is the purest. And it is the essence of what you do.
Thank you very much, Jim. And my guys, I really appreciate your thoughts here. The truth of the matter is that this wasn't a lifelong quest, although there was an erroneous headline to that effect in the Globe. It happened organically. It's just the life that I've led. It never dawned on me until around state number 47. You know, now I did want, no, really, wait. First of all, I wanted to get to all 50 states and forget sports, which we did. We went to Alaska in 2016, slept in Alaska. I've now been to and have slept in all 50 states. Okay. Now that's part B, the sleeping in. That's a big part of the deal. Okay. So I've been to all 50 states. When I got to like 47 or so around there, I'm thinking, wow. You know, this wasn't a bucket list thing. The bucket list, as you know, not the bucket list, but the list, the quest is gyms, is arenas, college. I've been to 205 arenas. This was my 205th arena or venue, I call it venue, right? Fine. Now, but not specifically, and it's attended or covered, not covered. It's attended or covered, you know, gone as a fan or covered. Okay. When I got to 40, 47 was Delaware. And I went to the Blue Rocks minor league baseball. Okay. 48 was Alaska when we went for the 50th state and my 70th birthday. And thank God Alaska Fairbanks was home against Concordia. So I could knock off a sporting event there. And then came Ole Miss football. I had never been to an event in Mississippi. I'd only crossed over the border whenever I was in New Orleans. I had no other reason to go to Mississippi.
Hey, NBA history fans, quick timeout. Let's talk meals. Not just any meals, but Factor's ready-to-eat chef-crafted delights that make healthy eating effortless. Whether you're celebrating a classic game or a full-court press with your schedule, Factor's got your back with over 35 weekly options that cater to all, from keto to vegan. Imagine gourmet meals ready in time it takes to set up a play. There's no prep. There's no mess. Just pure, nutritious deliciousness that beats takeout on cost and quality. And with Factor, flexibility is the key. Choose your meals, adjust on the fly, and never worry about your next healthy bite. Here's the game changer. Head to factormeals.com/boomertakes50. Use the code BOOMERTAKES50 for 50% off your first box. And yes, you heard that right. This is the History Channel. We are boomers. It's Boomer Takes 50. That's half price for premium dietitian-approved meals that fit your busy hoops-loving lifestyle. Don't let mealtime steal your time. With Factor, you are always ready to play. Check out factormeals.com/boomertakes50. Use that code BOOMERTAKES50. Now back to the show. And remember, great nutrition is part of any winning strategy.
Professionally, got that done. And then it was 50. And when I needed the 50th, I went to Matt Pepin, the Globe sports editor, last fall. Said, I said, I got 49. If I get 50, would you be interested in the story? Well, you saw what they did. I thanked everybody. I thank them profusely for the presentation. The online presentation was spectacular. The Sunday
they sent a photographer. They sent a photographer.
They hired a photographer in Brookings, South Dakota, who you know just followed me around all night. Yeah. And they treated it. I'm so honored and flattered and thankful and grateful. But this is. But I think more about it now. You know, you mentioned my mother, and I just want to point out. You know, the thing about it was that my father died when I was 11 on May 10th, 1957. And the following September, she and I are sitting in Municipal Stadium in Philadelphia at the Army-Notre Dame game, which was a very historic game, the resumption of that rivalry after a 10-year period. And the point is that Mary Ryan understood what sports meant to the kid, to Bobby. And she made sure that I was kept in the loop, you know, that she didn't abandon it. Had my mother been indifferent to sports or ignorant of sports, then who knows what would have happened? I'll be honest.
And you might never have had Bob Ryan.
No,
you might have Bob Ryan the teacher.
She gets a lot of credit for the way she approached, you know, her little boy after her husband died.
Yeah, congratulations, really cool. Bob. It is a hell of an achievement.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Good job. Passion. I mean, the one thing is your passion. I'll leave it after this, Gary. Like to do this when again. You're on assignment for games, for whether it's Final Four, whatever, other assignments, you know, Patriots game, anything, and you're trying to find a college hoops game in the area, and you're just going.
Never fails. Never. Every time that was what I'll admit to that one, yep. And I wanted as many of them as I could get. Now I'm up to 205, and I hope I'm not done.
I gotta catch you. I gotta try to catch Bob. I don't know if I can do it.
Gonna be tough, kid.
I know.
Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway along for the Ryan Zoomit Pod, brought to you by our exclusive daily fantasy partner, CLNS Media. Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Good job, fellas. Talk to you again.